And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Mark Zuckerberg just made his most Trump-friendly move yet when he named the former Trump administration official Dina Powell McCormick as Meta's new president and vice chairman. The president himself congratulated her on Truth Social, calling her fantastic and very talented, which is quite the turnaround from the censorship battles of just a few years ago. Speaking of political realignment, a new Gallup poll shows a record 45% of Americans now identify as independents, with Democrats and Republicans tied at just 27% each. That's both parties losing ground simultaneously, which tells you something about the state of our politics. And the really interesting part about all of this is that more Americans still describe themselves as conservative more than liberal, 35% to 28%, even as party identification craters. Out in Chicago, the teachers union has proved that they're better at left-wing propaganda than basic spelling. That's right. They recently posted a tax the rich screed demanding that Governor Pritzker make millionaires and billionaires pay their fair share, except they spelled governor incorrectly. They didn't spell it with an O-R, but rather an E-R. They quickly deleted it, but you know, the internet, it's forever. Oregon is about to remove up to 800,000 voters from its rolls after Judicial Watch sued to clean up the state's registration mess. That's almost 20% of Oregon's entire population and 36% of all 2024 voters listed as inactive, meaning the state didn't know if they'd moved, died, or were duplicate registrations. When your vote-by-mail system creates that level of chaos, I think the problem is more than just a little small bug. Then there's former Irish President Mary McAleese, who's decided that the great human rights violation of our time isn't war, it's not poverty, not even abortion. It's baptizing babies. She's a nominal Catholic and canon lawyer who apparently thinks sprinkling water on infants is worse than wholesale slaughter of children in the womb, which she, of course, supports. Difficult to see how someone arrives at that position without either following liberalism to its logical end or demonic influence. Probably both. President Trump just announced this week that he's cutting all federal funding to sanctuary cities starting the 1st of February, saying they breed fraud and crime by protecting criminals at the expense of Americans. He's also suspended payments tied to suspected scammers in Minnesota. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you could do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.